You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News. News articles are compiled by Eric the Unready and me, your host, Leo Chavez. This episode covers the 30th of March to the 5th of April, 2020. Paragon Software unhappy about XFAT in kernel 5.7. In a press release announcing a partnership with a European modem vendor, Paragon slipped in a few hits at open-source XFAT solutions, which seemed to be in response to the announcement of the addition of Samsung's XFAT implementation slated for kernel 5.7. Paragon makes three cases where it asserts that the open-source implementations fail: one in Android, one in macOS, and one in SMB. However, there's no reason to think that the Samsung XFAT implementation will be knocked off course. Debian announces Biohackathon. A virtual hackathon geared toward biomedical free and open source software has been announced for early April in a response to COVID-19. No knowledge of biology or medicine is required, and all types of contributions are welcome, including bug triage, testing, documentation, CI, translations, packaging, and code contributions. Linux Mint 20 will be named Ulyana. Lots of performance fixes are coming to Nemo, Status Notifier, and App Indicators. Additionally, new revamped colors will be making a debut. As of now, the blue and pink colors have been finalized. Finally, LMDE3 will be end of life on July 1st, 2020. GNU GUIX plans addition of Herd microkernel. GUIX, starting with version 1.1, will allow installation and usage of the Herd microkernel instead of the Linux Libre kernel. The GNU folks insist that Herd is better suited to today's needs. The article contains instructions for how to build and utilize the kernel. Huawei signs non-aggression patent pact with Open Invention Network. After first conversations between OIN and Huawei over 9 years ago, Huawei has become a licensee member of the OIN. This agreement allows cross-licensing Linux patents to other members royalty-free if they do not enforce patents against Linux. Here are the notable releases this week. Ubuntu 20.04 beta out, including desktop, server, and cloud images. RHEL 7.8 is out, making the first release of its maintenance phase. Open Media Vault 5.0 is out, after a long development phase and based on Debian Buster. GNOME 3.36.1 is out, with a dedication to community members impacted by COVID-19. PinePhone with UbiPorts out, for pre-order and will be available in late May. Open Euler 20.03 is out, with support for 4 years. WireGuard 1.0.0 is out and will land with kernel 5.6 and be backported to 5.4. Eclipse Theia 1.0 is out as a competitor to Visual Studio Code. This has been another episode of Full Circle Weekly News. Find the site at fullcirclemagazine.org. And for more news and ramblings, find me at Leo Chavez on Twitter or leochavez.org.